This is the military service record of Harry Smith Campbell, born on September 29, 1884, in Androgue, FGS, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Republic of South America, in the country of TCS. Father's name, Thomas Campbell, born in Scotland. Mother's maiden name, Anita Noble, born in Argentina, South America. Are you white, colored, Indian, or Mongolian? White. Citizen? No. Voter? No. Church? Christian Scientist. Married? No. Fraternal orders? None. Previous military experience? None. Occupation before entering into the service? Salesman in Latin America. Employer? Colt PFA Manufacturing Company. Residence before entering into the service? Hotels in Hartford, Connecticut. Present home address? Colt Firearms, Hartford, Connecticut. War record? Enlisted on October 22, 1917, in Niantic, Connecticut, as a private, in the 101st Machine Gun Battalion section of the National Guard. Identification number 108804. Assigned originally to Company B, 101st Machine Gun Regiment, 26th Infantry Division. Trained or stationed before going to Europe? In Niantic, Connecticut, from August 22, 1917 to October 8, 1917. Transferred to, no response. Promoted from the rank of First Class Private to the rank of Corporal on September 21, 1918. Embarked from Montreal on the ship Megantic on October 1917. And arrived at Liverpool, no date given. Proceeded from Liverpool to Bordeaux, no date given. From Bordeaux to Southampton, no date given. From Southampton to Le Havre. Trained or stationed abroad in France from November 1, 1917 to February 8, 1918. First went into action on February 11, 1918 in Chemin des Dames. Participated in the following engagements: Chemin des Dames, Toul Sector, Apremont, Aisne-Marne, Saint-Mihiel, Troyon Sector, Mairies Argonne. Cited, decorated, or otherwise honored for distinguished services? None indicated. Killed in action, killed by accident, died of wounds? None indicated. The section is crossed out. Under medical care? None indicated. Disabled? None indicated. Arrived in Boston on the ship Agamemnon on April 9, 1919 from Brest, France. Discharged from the service at Camp Devens on April 29, 1919 as a corporal. Returned to civilian life, traveling salesman for Latin America. If a change of occupation was occasioned by reason of disability acquired in the service, describe the process or re-education. None indicated. Additional information. What was your attitude toward military service in general and toward your call in particular? Considered it as a necessary evil. What were the effects of camp experiences in the United States upon yourself, mental and physical? Gave me more poise and better judgment in dealing with other men and conditions. Considerable improvement physically. What were the effects upon yourself of your overseas experience, either in the Army or Navy, or in camp in France or in England? It has created in me a sense of resentment towards conditions which necessitate peoples to resort to violence to settle disputes which they had confidently left to their representatives to handle. If you took part in fighting, what impressions were made upon you by this experience? That it was a necessary evil. That there was neither honor nor glory in butchering someone you didn't know and couldn't hate. It was a case of the minus stitch, which might have saved mine. What has been the effects of all of these experiences as contrasted with your state of mind before the war? It has given me a greater love for humanity and has even taught me to sympathize with my enemies. That might, without right, has neither known glory or flag. Photographs? None. Signed in Hartford, Connecticut, April 3, 1919. Signature, Harry S. Campbell. Rank, Corporal. 101st Machine Gun Battalion.